man walks into the marketplace of Athens with no army, no wealth, no political office, and within a generation, he reshapes the entire Western tradition of thought. That man is Socrates, and the strangest part of his story begins not with a brilliant insight, but with a problem he cannot solve. A friend named Chaerephon travels to the oracle at Delphi, the Pythia, who delivered her prophecies from the inner sanctum of the Temple of Apollo, often inhaling vapors thought to induce a trance-like state. The oracle's answer comes back: no one is wiser than Socrates. Socrates hears this and feels, not pride, but bewilderment. He knows he is not wise, so how can it be true? That single prophecy sets off one of the most consequential intellectual investigations in history. Socrates decides to test the oracle's claim. He goes to the people Athens considers its wisest, the politicians, the poets, the skilled craftsmen. He questions them carefully. And here is what he finds: Rodolfo. Every single one of them believes they know things they do not actually know. The politicians speak with total confidence about justice and virtue. But when Socrates presses them, what is justice exactly? Their answers collapse. The poets produce beautiful work but cannot explain what it means. The craftsmen are genuinely skilled in their trade, yet they assume that skill makes them experts on everything else. Each group carries the same fatal flaw: false certainty. They mistake the feeling of knowing for actual knowledge. Now, this is where the oracle's paradox crystallizes. Socrates concludes that the oracle was right, but not in the way anyone expected. He is wiser than these men by exactly one margin. He knows that he does not know. Think of it this way. Suppose two people are lost in an unfamiliar city. One insists he knows the route and leads everyone confidently in the wrong direction. The other admits she is uncertain and stops to ask for help. The second person reaches the destination. The first person's confidence is the obstacle, not the solution. That is the paradox. Genuine wisdom does not begin with answers. It begins with an honest accounting of your own ignorance. The maxim "Know thyself," inscribed on the forecourt of the very temple of Apollo, where the oracle spoke, was not a call for self-congratulation. It was a demand for radical honesty about the limits of your own mind. This is where the ancient lesson hits hardest in the modern world, and it matters for you specifically, Rodolfo. We live inside an information environment that rewards confidence. Social media amplifies the loudest voices, not the most accurate ones. Experts in narrow fields become commentators on everything. The feeling of having read many articles gets confused with genuine understanding. Socrates would recognize this pattern immediately. In Plato's Apology, he describes himself as a gadfly sent by the gods to stir the sluggish state of Athens into moral and intellectual wakefulness. A gadfly is a small, irritating insect that forces a large, slow animal to move. The key idea is this: Socrates saw complacent certainty as the real danger to a society, not ignorance itself, but ignorance that does not know it is ignorant. That distinction is everything. And because Socrates never wrote books or formal treatises, historians face what scholars call the Socratic problem, the challenge of reconstructing his actual views through the accounts of Plato and Xenophon. Even our knowledge of Socrates is filtered, partial, uncertain, which is, in a way, perfectly fitting. The takeaway from this lecture is not that you should doubt everything into paralysis. That is not what Socrates modeled. He was relentlessly curious, not passive. The point is that intellectual humility, the genuine acknowledgement of what you do not know, is the prerequisite for learning anything real. Remember, the moment you are certain you have already arrived at the truth, you stop asking questions. And the moment you stop asking questions, you stop growing. Socrates chose a different path. He made not knowing into a method, a discipline, and ultimately a way of life. That choice cost him everything, and it gave the world philosophy. The oracle's paradox is not a riddle from antiquity, Rodolfo. It is a live challenge, sitting right in front of you, every time you think you already know the answer.